Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the OM Times Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show, where you will find tools you can use to transform your life. I'm Sylvia Henderson, your host, and you can find me here on OM Times Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, connecting, sharing, and inspiring you to expand into more of who you are so that you can step boldly into more of what you love and desire in your life. As I mentioned in the intro, I'm an intuitive life coach and an energy healer and a stress relief expert as well. So if you're feeling trapped in a cycle of stressful experiences, or if life just isn't working out so great, just feel free to contact me. For information, visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. That's Intuitive Transformations, just like the name of the radio show, .net. Before I introduce you to my very special guest, Gary Craig, I have two important questions for you about a completely different subject. Did you know that April is Autism Awareness Month? If your answer was no, then that's exactly why I've asked this question, because raising autism awareness is important. For instance, if I were to ask you, do you or someone you know have a child or family member diagnosed with autism? My guess is that there probably would be more yeses than nos to that last question. That is because autism has become the number one fastest growing developmental disorder. I myself am the mother of two beautiful sons who are severely impacted with autism. When my oldest son was diagnosed with autism in 1997, the likelihood of having a child with autism was 1 out of 2,500. Today, that likelihood is 1 out of 68, meaning that for every 68 children born, one of them will be diagnosed with autism. And if your child happens to be a boy, the odds are higher that your son will be diagnosed, because for every 42 boys, one of them will be diagnosed with autism. Today, there are over 3.5 million children and adults living with a diagnosis of autism. Autism is a mystery disorder that even those who are called experts do not completely understand. Yet, we are losing an entire generation of children day by day. On the average, autism costs a family with one affected child about $600,000 per year in additional expenses for much-needed therapies that are not covered by insurance. Raising the awareness of autism this month will help create change. If any of this information is tugging on your heart and you're wondering how you might be able to support individuals living with autism in your family, your schools, and your community, please visit autismspeaks.com. There you will find information and opportunities on their website that allow you to learn how you can create change. Again, that's autismspeaks.com. Because inside of every individual living with autism is a beautiful human being, just like you and me, seeking dignity, understanding, acceptance, and love. So, as I just mentioned, I have two autistic sons, and they are both severely and profoundly affected. So, as you can probably imagine, I've experienced a significant amount of stress in my personal life, which is why I do the work I do, and it's also what led me to happen across a transformational tool called Emotional Freedom Techniques, also known as EFT. In 2005, I was sitting at home in front of my computer, completely overwhelmed by my life. I was having panic attacks that felt like heart attacks. My adrenals were completely fried. I was at my wit's end, and my stress and anxiety levels were through the roof. I felt hopelessly trapped and an endless nightmare of exhaustion and unending depression. But somehow, while searching on the internet, long before there was a Google, while doing a random search, EFT popped up on my computer screen. I read through the testimonials and immediately ordered the free EFT instructions and paid a nominal fee for the complete CD-ROM set of videos that Gary Craig had created. My life has changed significantly since then. Not only did I study everything I could get my hands on that had to do with Gary Craig's EFT, but I also experienced and studied some of the other techniques that have been based on the original gold standard EFT format. The panic attacks are now gone. My adrenals are healthier. Sure, I still experience some occasional stress, but it's nothing like it was years ago. Instead of complete exhaustion, I now have energy. And the daily unending depression, well, that's gone. EFT involves tapping on meridian lines used in traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Since Gary launched his website, emofree.com, in 1995, EFT has been used by millions of people around the world and has been taught in some 23 different languages. It's used by doctors, psychotherapists, counselors, life coaches, celebrities, and even children have experienced success using this very portable and effective modality. EFT has been featured on TV shows like Dr. Oz, written about in magazines such as O Magazine, and has been discussed in countless newsletters, medical and non-medical publications, and has been the subject of numerous research studies focusing on health, stress, as severe as PTSD, and so much more. So let me tell you a little bit about Gary Craig before I bring him on. In addition to being the creator and founder of EFT, Gary graduated from Stanford University with a degree in engineering. He is an ordained minister and an avid student of A Course in Miracles. Gary is the author and co-author of a number of books about EFT, including, but not limited to, the EFT Manual, EFT for PTSD, and The Promise of Energy Psychology, The Revolutionary Tools for Dramatic Personal Change, which he co-authored with David Feinstein, Donna Eden, and Mike Brown. When you take a look at Gary's website, emofree.com, it does not take long for you to see that his wealth of knowledge and his heartfelt desire to help others is vast indeed. Gary Craig has been intensely interested in personal improvement via psychology since the age of 13, which was when he first recognized that the quality of his thoughts created the quality of his life. Since then, Gary has sought out only those procedures that, in his opinion, produced real results. Obviously, Gary is a man after my own heart, so without further delay, I'd like to welcome Gary Craig to the show.
Nice introduction. Thanks, Sylvia.
Oh, you're so welcome, Gary. It's such an honor to have you here today.
Sure. Okay.
Well, I'm excited about this show because, as I said, you are a vast wealth of knowledge and information and such an open-hearted individual who really wants to play a part, your part. Everybody has a part to play and really have to help us all live our lives the best way that we can. So there are those of listening to this show, Gary, who don't know exactly what EFT is, and there's also some who have heard of it, but they're not sure about it. And then there are also those that are listening that are very well versed in EFT and probably practice it in their either their day-to-day life, or they practice it as a practitioner even and use it with clients and patients. But can you just take a moment to please explain to everyone listening what is EFT and when was it created and exactly what does it do?
Oh, that's a lot of questions.
It is, isn't it? you can break it down into bite-sized pieces.
Let me start with what it is. In simple terms, it's an emotional version of acupuncture, except we don't use needles. We actually borrow from the Chinese meridian system, and instead of using needles for our processes, we stimulate the meridians in the body by tapping on them with our fingertips in certain prescribed, easy-to-memorize points. And in doing so, we just have people focus on their emotional issues, whatever it is that seems to be in their way. And we start using the EFT process by tapping on the meridians. And properly done, somebody could, with such an emotional issue, couldn't get upset about it if they tried. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really stunning to watch. And the result of that is that it has reduced the typical psychotherapy process down from weeks, months, or years to minutes or hours. I mean, I've seen cases where advanced phobias, for example, are gone in 3 or 4 minutes. It's the unusual case, but it certainly happens, you know. So, yeah, it's that's the essence of it. You also asked, what did you say? You said, when did it start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I brought it to the public in the mid 1995. And what's interesting about that is when I did it, I had no idea that it was going to be in the hands of millions of people. I mean, I thought maybe 30 or 40 people would be using it and maybe use me as a background resource or something like that. That's just what I thought, you know.
Who would have thought, right?
Who would have thought?
Well, you know what? We're going to continue this conversation. We're getting ready to go to a break in just a minute. And exactly, this was your brainchild. You had no idea at the time that it would be this enormous body of work that it's become, that's wrapped itself around the planet, helping millions and millions of people actually heal their lives so quickly and so easily. So we're getting ready to go into a break. And when we return, we're going to continue our conversation with my very special guest here, Gary Craig. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Radio Namaste leads you down the Yellow Brick Road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Alan Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Hello and welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show on OM Times Radio. And I have with me here my very special guest, Gary Craig, who is the original founder of EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And before we went into the break, we had just a moment with Gary where he was giving us an overview of what EFT is, that it's just tapping on the meridian points in a very specific way, and just the dramatic changes that can happen and how it has evolved and actually exploded around the globe is really what has happened just by him putting this out on his website back in 1995. Is that correct, Gary?
That's right.
So when you did this, okay, so what was going on? I'm just curious, was there something going on in your life? Because I know from the age of 13, you had this interest in personal improvement via psychology. You already had some kind of awareness of a link there. But then how is it that you came to create EFT?
Well, I was always interested in, you know, what I called personal performance psychology, you know, the you are what you think you are type thing. That always fascinated me. And around 91, 92, somewhere in there, I was introduced to a psychologist in Southern California, a Dr. Roger Callahan, who recently passed away. But he's the first that I know of that was bringing to the public this idea of tapping on the meridians, you know, for you know, personal improvement. And I took his course, but the course was like $10,000. Now, he was really charging a lot of money for it. And then I took his super, super advanced course, and that cost me $100,000, you know. But that tells you how fascinated I was with it, because I, as a layman, was able to do things that oftentimes skilled professionals with, you know, 20, 30 years of experience weren't able to do. And so I was just absolutely fascinated by that. And here I am, an engineer, and Roger, of course, is a psychologist. I wasn't a psychologist, and he wasn't an engineer. And so we had some very interesting conversations, you know, because I would talk about psychological things, and he would roll his eyes, and he'd talk about, you know, science things, and I'd roll my eyes, you know. But at any rate, what happened was I started looking at what he was doing, and as an engineer, it was too complex. And to me, it was unnecessarily complex. I'm not criticizing here. It's just a difference of opinion at that time, you know. And so I designed something that was a very, very easy version of this, something that anybody could learn to use, no complications at all. Tap here, tap there, you know, say a few words, aim it at what you want, and gee, we got results, and anybody could do it. And that's what EFT became. That's how it showed up. It has since, I must tell you, gotten more and more sophisticated as we found ways to use it for deeper and deeper issues. We found ways to use this. I mean, we've had people get out of wheelchairs with multiple cirrhosis, for example. We've had cancer tumors subside, and so on. We've had some just absolutely stunning stuff go on as a result of all of this. And I don't mean to say by that we get those results for everybody, but I am saying the very skillful uses of this can go into depths of things that were unheard of before.
So simply by these feeling, you identify the feeling, and then you're tapping, right? So, and then you don't feel it anymore. And so somehow this relates into a physical healing. What do you think is going on there when that happens?
Well, most people intuitively know that if you're carrying around, you know, emotional stuff, angers and guilts and griefs and stuff like that, that it shows up physically. I mean, just use a simple example. If you get really angry at something, you know, your blood pressure goes up, you know, veins stand out on your neck, and you know, your pulse rises and your face gets red, and all kinds of physical things happen as a result of an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. But if you carry it around for a long period of time, it shows up eventually as a serious disease. It's a contributor to cancer and multiple cirrhosis and rheumatoid arthritis, and on and on and on goes the list. And so so most people intuitively know that. And it's no surprise that as we start relieving people's emotional issues, that the physical starts to subside as well.
Well, this kind of coincides with what conventional medicine has said, that stress is a silent killer. Yes. Because it changes the physiology in the body, right? I mean, it takes you out of parasympathetic mode and puts you into fight or flight.
Well, to simplify what the medical profession says in my own terms, it's like when you have a negative thought, hate, anger, that kind of thing, it creates a series of negative chemistry in your body. That's not a very sophisticated way to say it, but that's the essence of it. Whereas if you're having the opposite, loving thoughts, for example, it creates positive chemistry in your body. And of course, positive chemistry takes you towards health. Negative chemistry takes you towards dis-ease.
That makes sense. So then when you're working with someone, you know, you're saying that these are extreme cases, someone who the cancer tumors disappear, or MS and they're out of their wheelchair. This is just one session, or is this a series of sessions before you see something like that, if you are to see something like that?
I have had, on infrequent occasions, cancer tumors subside. That is, there was an X-ray taken before and an X-ray taken after, and it was smaller after we did all this. But I'm not advertising that as
right.
Something someone needs to look forward to. Usually, we have to play detective, and for the cancer patient or anyone with a serious disease, we will find a series of unresolved emotional issues from their past, traumas that they've had, rejections that they've had, guilt, anger, grief, and so on. And we get down to, this is an important term in EFT nowadays, specific events. That's a very important issue. It isn't just the broader issues like, oh, gee, I have an anger issue. That's a little broad. Mm-hmm. We want to get down to what really causes the anger issue. And that would be the specific events in one's life, you know, that are unresolved, that brings that anger about, you know, into current time. For example, you wouldn't want to be using EFT and tapping on, even though I have all this anger, for example. It's better to say, even though I am still angry when my father hit me in front of my friends at my 8-year-old birthday party. See how specific that is?
Yes, very specific.
And when you get down to specifics like that, that's where EFT becomes really efficient. And the more specific you get, the better. And if you start taking these specific events, you can oftentimes knock them down like dominoes. And the more you knock down, the more the physical issues start to subside, because your system is carrying around less to deal with.
So that makes sense. So Gary, what is exactly happening? Because, you know, I use EFT in my own life. I use it with clients. And what's interesting is when it's something, like you said, it goes away and you can't find it, you can't get back to it. What do you think is happening there? Because it's something that I don't even have the words to explain exactly what happens, because I've had clients go, I've asked a client, can you find it? And they're like, no, it's gone. It's gone. And they can't find, and I know this for myself too, it's gone. And it's pretty magical in some ways. What do you think is happening there? Are we just kind of deleting it from like a computer file, or what do you believe is going on?
Well, there have been lots of people who have tried to explain this since it's been going on. A lot of medical people I know have got lots of different theories about it. The theory we brought up to begin with has yet to be successfully challenged, and that is the we call it the discovery statement behind EFT, and that is that the cause of all emotional issues is a disruption in the body's energy meridians. It's sort of like, so imagine if you would a radio. And the radio has a bunch of static in it. It goes zzz, like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Let me back up. I didn't say that right. Imagine a radio that is playing perfectly, okay? Mm-hmm. And then take the back of the radio off and take a screwdriver and run it through all that electronic gadgetry back there, and you will create short circuits and get a zzzz, you know, static in the radio, right?
Right.
Okay. So in the metaphorical sense, that is what's happening from an EFT point of view. When somebody has an emotional issue that they're plugged into, the free flow of the energy in their body, that is their own personal radio, if you will, gets disrupted. There's a short circuit in it. It's going zzzz like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just if you remember years ago when a radio had static and you'd bang it on the side, you know, on the static.
Right.
Okay. Well, by tapping on the meridians, we're sending balancing energy down them. They straighten out. And once they're straightened out and not disrupted, like I said before, you couldn't get upset about the issue if you tried.
Mm.
You know, so that's, although there's been all kinds of other explanations for it, that's the one that really holds the most water and seems to be doing the job.
Well, I really do appreciate that explanation, because you're right. There are everyone is trying to explain it from their point of view, what they believe is happening. But and you know, you're the one who created this, so I'm going to bow to that. So,
well, that, let me just say on that, Sylvia, that doesn't guarantee that I'm right. I'm always open on these things, so when I hear new theories, I'm always looking at them.
Great,
but I just haven't had anybody, you know, move me off of that. Yeah, there's always flaws in the various arguments that I've heard so far. So anyway, the important thing is it works. How it works, well, maybe we'll find out someday.
That sounds good. Well, we're getting ready to go into another break. And everyone, please stay tuned, because I am talking to Gary Craig. He is the creator and the originator of the official gold standard emotional freedom techniques called EFT that everyone has heard about, that's been in the on TV, in the media, magazine articles, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned, because Gary has more of his wise wisdom to share and insights on EFT and how you can heal your life.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson here, and I have with me my very special guest, Gary Craig, who is the creator and the founder of EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. If you're just joining us and you missed the first part of the show live, don't worry about that. You can always go to omtimesradio.com, or omtimes.com, rather, and check out the radio archive so that you can listen to the entire segment of this show. Gary, before we were going to the, before we went into the break, you did mention about how you did not know anything, that it was going to really be able to affect so many people. Millions of lives have been impacted in a very positive way by EFT. So what inspired you to offer it to the world the way you did via the internet? Because the internet was, it was growing, you know. Al Gore just invented it, of course, you know. But, but we didn't have Google. We didn't have the massive search engines that we did back then. Even though you could search and find things, you invested so much money to learn this. You said that the cost was really prohibitive for most people to be able to learn from Roger Callahan. I mean, $100,000 for an advanced training is pretty unheard of. And so, yet you gave this away pretty much for free.
Well, I did. I did, actually. What I did was I wrote it up in a, like a, I think it was a 78-page document, which I, at that time, I called the EFT Manual. And I just put it on my website. And a few people were using it, and I put a few testimonials up there, and people would write in their success stories, and I'd put those up, et cetera. And but the manual I put out, it was for free, just free. You know, just here it is. And I also at that time did a little video course, very very beginning basic kind of stuff. And I charged a little. Basically, I didn't even charge money for that. I said, "Here, it's yours for free. If you like it, send me, you know, $150 or something like that." You know, and a lot of people got it and sent me the $150.
I was one of them, Gary.
Okay. Well, and then I got did some more sophisticated, and it started growing and growing and growing. But basically, when I saw it, I just, well, actually, I had a spiritual experience a few years prior to that, which just really turned my head around about a lot of things, business-wise and healing-wise and so on. And I just couldn't see charging money to people, you know, for something that was so precious that they could just simply learn through a book. Now, I eventually did some DVDs, and I did charge some money for those. But if you bought some, you could copy them up to 100 times and give them to your friends, you know. So it was for a very low amount of money. But I did it basically just because I just didn't see the value in putting handcuffs on it. Mm. As it's turned out, it's been so prolifically spread, I sort of wish I had, in retrospect, had some standards about how it was taught, but I didn't know it was going to be this big. So as a result of it, while EFT is spread, it is also spread in a way where there's just hundreds of variations on it throughout the internet. People call it EFT, or they call it tapping, and they write books and DVDs and do websites. Interestingly enough, while all those processes work, none of them are the same. Okay.
Isn't that the truth?
they're all a bit different, and it gets very confusing. And so for your listeners, just so they know, what I did was I replaced that EFT manual with an updated version that is on my website. It too is free. It's called the EFT Tutorial. And it takes everyone from the very, very beginnings all the way up through expert, far as you want to go on all that, including video examples and all kinds of things in it. So it's there for the world who wants a standard to use. So I did that so that people that were confused wouldn't have to be confused.
I just love that. So people can just go to emofree.com and they can access that?
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
Okay. So everyone listening, it's emofree.com. Emofree, like the first three letters of emotion, emofree.com. And you can certainly learn for yourself how to utilize this technique, how to learn how to use these techniques that can have significant and profound positive outcomes physically as well as emotionally. So, but Gary, I happen to have been at a event here in the Pacific Northwest called the Northwest Tappers annual meeting that was put on at Bestier University, and you were speaking to the group via Skype.
Yes.
And you were talking about this a brand new version of EFT, so to speak, that is where you see EFT really evolving from your point of view. And it's called Optimal EFT. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
So can you tell the listeners a little bit about that and what is the difference between this Optimal EFT versus the official gold standard EFT?
Sure. The gold standard EFT is the form we've been talking about, and that is where you actually tap on meridians, et cetera. But let's back up a second and look at the big picture of EFT. What we're doing with it is we are identifying an issue. And once we identify the issue, then we bring peace to the system, but we do it mechanically by tapping on those meridians, putting balancing energy down the meridians and straightening them out and so on, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's the like the big picture. Now, taking that big picture, you will, if you've been around this very long, you will discover there's more than one way to bring peace to the system. And one of those ways is to simply do it spiritually, if you will. Close your eyes, get into a loving state, invite in what I'm calling the unseen therapist. It's got lots of names, spirit, Holy Spirit, guidance, God. I mean, there's all kinds of different names for it, but it's the healing power that's outside of our awareness, but nonetheless there. Okay. And so what I've been doing here more recently is I haven't been tapping, actually. I have been, instead of tapping, I have bringing peace. I'm still identifying an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will bring peace to the system via the means I just said, the very quiet, peaceful, unseen therapist, if you will. And I am very pleased with the results. I get results that are at least as good as tapping on the meridians. And oftentimes I get results that are deeper and broader and more efficient. And so that's what Optimal EFT is. I'm building a new website right now to emphasize that one area. It's not for everyone, because not everyone is going to want to go the spiritual route and things like that. But for those who are, this becomes a huge new tool, you know, in the landscape for us, and just out there on the horizon and you know, I think that's where the therapy of the future is going to be.
Well, as an energy healer, I love that, and I couldn't agree more. So for people listening who are trying to wrap their minds around, well, what would that look like? You know, how does that work? I mean, I do understand that you do have some literature, you do have some information on your website. Is that correct?
I have an introductory article called Optimal EFT, The Essential Intro. And it talks, it gives a theoretical basis for it. The rest of it I am now creating in a website, which I hope to have available by June 1. That's my guess.
So out of curiosity, is this something that is going to be the same kind of delivery system as the official EFT, where people can access that information at little to no cost, or is it going to be taught differently?
There will certainly be little or no cost. That's for sure. The question is going to come about how would it be taught? Now, I'm designing this website so that anybody who's so inclined can take it step by step. I've got step by step, you know, things that I'm developing there that anybody can do this if they want to. And at least for the beginning part of it, because I'm kind of experimenting with how people react and use it and so on, I'm going to make myself available to answer all questions by a series of webinars that will be free. I'm not sure what the dates and time, maybe every Saturday at 10 a.m. or something like that. And I will answer all questions. So in that sense, you know, the workshop will be, you can just do it in your living room and call the founder for your questions. And that's probably as good of workshop as you're going to find, I think, on something like this.
I think that's the best workshop you could find on anything, to be quite honest, to be able to access the founder from the comfort of your home for a nominal fee and have all of your questions answered by the person who created it is amazing.
Well, probably for no fee, but that's okay.
Even better. Okay. So this will be a live interactive webinar, I take it, versus teleseminar, or will we be able to see you, or is it going to be just kind of you type in something? Are you?
No, I expect to have a video webinar. I'll be there and other people will be there and people can raise their hands and I'll call on. They'll ask me questions and we'll give examples and answer the questions and fill in the blanks. And all that's going to help me as I create a better and better website to teach people.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great. And so this is going to be happening, you said, around June?
June 1, I hope.
2015, the website will be up, and then the next stage will be the training. Is that correct?
Well, the website is actually the beginnings of the training. I will do the webinars will be announced as appropriate. It's too soon yet for me to give exact dates.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm chopping at the bits, and I'm getting a little excited about this. This sounds really awesome. So we're getting ready to jump into another break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back in just a few moments. We've been talking to Gary Craig, the creator and founder of the official original EFT. And when we return, we're going to finish our conversation. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson on Intuitive Transformations. I have with me my special guest here, Gary Craig, and we've been having a fantastic conversation about EFT and his the next level of EFT, which is optimal EFT. And I just want to let everyone know, again, if you've missed the beginning of this show, you just go to ohmtimes.com and check out the archive section, and you can listen to the entire show beginning to end. Also wanted to remind my listeners that I am here every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And next Sunday, April 19th, I have another special guest. Her name is Malika Chopra. She is Deepak Chopra's daughter. And she and I are going to be discussing her newest book, which just released on April 7th, called Living with Intention, My Somewhat Messy Journey to Purpose, Peace, and Joy. And then the following Sunday after that, on April 26th, I'll be joined by Becky Blake, Ph.D. She's a doctor of psychoneurology, an integrated healer and author who is doing some really amazing things, breaking through the barrier of autism. It's a perfect show for the month of April. So coming back to you, Gary, we talked about what EFT has done for some people very dramatically on some physical levels. What about things like PTSD and chronic depression? And also, do people, when they have a shift and a change, is it permanent or do they slide backwards?
Well, let me answer the first question first. The permanent part of it depends upon how well it is done quite often. Mm. When I was first starting to do this, we didn't realize that we need to be specific to get our most efficient results. So we would do tapping on things like, even though I feel depressed, or even though I have all these war memories, or this kind of thing, you know, just kind of broad, generalized type tapping. And we would get some results. And on rare occasions, they would tend to be long lasting, but I must say rare. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we eventually learned that as long as we are specific about it and get really into the details, the more specific we are, the longer lasting, the more permanent, the more we have addressed the core to give us these long-lasting results. So it depends on how well you've done it. Now, on PTSD, I have dealt like – I've lost count of how many war veterans that I've dealt with their PTSD. And what we do with them is we won't just start tapping on their PTSD. That is too broad and too global. I will get right down to the actual horrific events that cause the PTSD. I'm on film doing this with lots of vets, and they're getting into these horrible stories. But as they're getting into these stories and they're having emotions about the stories, that's when we start doing the tapping. And as we get into these very specifics, it starts to lift and to lift. And pretty soon they can't get excited or worked up or down or anything about a given event. It's just gone. No more nightmares about it. None of that. And then we do another. And then we do another. And then we do another. And so on it goes. And after we do 5, 10, 15 of them, even though there may be 100 or 200 or 500 such events, they sort of generalize over everything else. And the PTSD just lifts. It goes poof. No more nightmares. No more waking up in the middle of the night swinging their fists. No more sweats in the middle of the night. No more temper outbursts. None of that. It's just... I mean, the war memories are still not their favorite, you know, dinner time topic, mm-hmm. but they don't absorb their whole life like they used to.
So they're no longer terrorized or plagued by these experiences. It's not like they don't, like you said, it's not like they have their memory of it released. It's like the emotional, like you said, they don't get worked up. The emotion that's associated with it is released. Is that correct?
Yeah, to put it in the terms of one of the vets I dealt with years ago, as he starts to talk about one of his – a helicopter crash, as I recall it, and starts to talk about it after EFT, he stops in the middle of it and he sort of giggles a little bit and he says, you know, this is like talking about a shopping trip.
Wow. That's what he
said, you know, so –
That is amazing. So just so that the listeners understand, because you were saying, well, we do this 15 times. Are you talking about 15 rounds or 15 visits? Or when you say we do this like 10 or 15 times and then it goes away?
Oh, no. I'm talking about doing 10 or 15, 5, 10, 15, something like that, specific events.
Which can and be – go ahead.
Each one of those events might take anywhere from a few minutes to a full session.
That's what I wanted you to pinpoint, because you can do a lot in a very, very short period of time. Whereas someone who had that level of PTSD, if they were working with a counselor, they would probably be able to talk about just a fraction of it. And then, of course, they remembered all this and then they go home and it's just kind of lodged and kind of up on a conscious level, but still dealing with it. This could take years with that approach.
Yeah, and often it does, and often the Veterans Administration in the U.S. has failed miserably at all of this because they've been using that approach, and you know these guys tail off, and they even get worse as a result of some of it, and we're trying to get them to use the EFT approach, and it's a big bureaucracy.
Well, I certainly hope that something gets changed, because suicide rates among war vets is extremely high.
Oh, very high. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is something that would be lovely to not only see in the Veterans Administration being used on a regular basis, or at least having people reaching out to war vets and giving them this as an optional tool to what they're getting at the VA. This is something that would be really helpful with the youth of today, you know, if we could somehow address some of the issues that teenagers have, because teenage suicide is also very high.
Well, yeah, and the use of EFT for PTSD isn't limited to just our war veterans. I mean, there's all kinds of people who've had PTSD just from childhood abuse, you know, there's a lot more than we tend to think. They don't talk about it very much, but there's a lot more of it out there, you know. And so, yeah, we can use it for all that. However, speaking, thank you, Sylvia, about our youth, let me suggest something here. It's something I put out a long time ago, and some people are doing this. A child goes through their day, and they have their own little traumas, if you will. They fell down and hurt themselves. Somebody teased them, this kind of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their bad memories. So at night, when the parent puts them to bed, you know, the time when they maybe sing them a song or read them a book or this kind of thing, if what they would do is just ask the child just to say, well, what happened today that you don't like? Oh, you know, Tommy, you know, teased me and somebody threw something at me and – you know, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're doing that, if the parent just lightly taps on the various meridian points while that's happening,
mm-hmm.
While that isn't perfect EFT, it is likely to kick the center of the emotional center out of these issues day by day by day. And if you do that with a child, when they grow up, they have so much less baggage to deal with as they get into adulthood and so on. It's a very freeing thing to do, and I think every parent, I think it should be mandatory if we can make a law about it to do that.
You know, I just got a great idea, and I'm just going to throw that out to the listeners and anyone who's listening. I think someone should create a book for first-time parents on how to use EFT with their children. And that's a great example of how it can be easily used to help to calm their fears. You know, they're afraid of the boogeyman. They have all of these fears that they don't know how to rationalize because they don't have the maturity to do that. And those things get stuck and they become patterns as we become adults. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I think that that's that would be a great idea. So I'm just throwing that out there to somebody who, is a writer and has an interest in writing books for children. This would be something that would be a very helpful tool for parents to have in their home to use with their children. And you had even mentioned that you've worked with parents who have children on the autism spectrum, before we started the show. And that you've seen some efficacy with that. And we don't have a ton of time to go into that because unfortunately we're coming up to almost the end of the show. But I would encourage parents, whether you have a child with a disability or whether you have a child that's just doing fine, go to emofree.com. And Gary has very generously provided all of the technique, information, and training there for free, which is, I cannot believe that since I found it in 2005, 10 years ago, you're still offering it for free, and it was free from 1995. So, you know, Gary, I just cannot thank you enough for joining me here today. This has been a really phenomenal show. I so appreciate and value what you've done to help raise consciousness on the planet. And I can't wait to tap into this new evolution of EFT that you have on that's coming to the forefront, Optimal EFT.
Okay, well, it's been my delight to do this, and my kudos to you. You're one of the best interviewers I've talked to in a long time.
Oh, you're so sweet. I so love you. Well, you've heard that, ladies and gentlemen. anyway, Gary, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really, really do appreciate it. You totally are a gift, and you have enlightened all of us here. And these are tools you can use to transform your life, everyone listening. That's what this show is about. This show is about helping you to step more into a life that you can enjoy living, because I'll tell you right now, we are living in some incredibly stressful times if you are one who likes to watch the news. And I would encourage you to, even tonight, go to emofree.com and start training yourself. Start equipping yourself with something that's portable, easy to understand, and incredibly effective. There's a ton of testimonials there, lots of evidence of its efficacy, and I tell you, I use it myself. I use it with my clients. I know for a fact that it works. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And I hope that you have enjoyed this experience. Have a really wonderful week. Love to you. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.